Yes, we're continuing with the same subject, faith above reason. Nothing to do, that's the main subject. Certainly, for some, this subject is completely new. For some, this is right on time. They've been preparing for it for many years. Now, as we're talking, they're starting to feel what this is. Some are climbing to these concepts in their emotion, understanding, recognition to somehow acquire them. These emotions and understandings in faith above reason. And that's how we advance. But all in all, we have no choice. We have to talk about it and work on it. I started with this matter because the process the world is going through is very special. It's telling us that we have reached a new stage in the human development and the individual development of each and everyone. That's why we have to start this stage in our general study for the whole world. I really hope that even the ones who don't feel that they are part of it, that they're connected to it, that they're in it, they'll have the patience and somehow develop sensitivity to the spiritual world is something we need, especially if we feel that we're all together and each and everyone can help each other and each one can help the other. Even if the other is the greatest, still by you being connected to the others, we will feel how much we depend on each other. And the success depends on everyone. Let's start learning this and try to implement it every moment during the day. Every moment when we feel ourselves during the day, when we're aware of it, let's not forget that we're dependent on the Creator. And what depends on us is how much we feel that we're either inside our ego that separates us from the Creator. That's why this is a false state, that we are separated by our ego from the Creator in which we are in, when there is none else besides Him. He's the world, He fills the world, He does it all. And if we rise above our ego a little bit, even though we are inside the Creator, He still gives us a false picture that we, as if we are independent and think alone by ourselves, and it's all incorrect. It's all done by the Creator, that He is in the evil incarnation also, in our ego. He's confusing us and gives us a false feeling of reality, which is called this world. And He does that in order to give us an opportunity to make an effort, that so that we'll make the effort to feel only Him and that we're in Him.
Meaning the main emphasis that Rabash wants to give us here is that if we even take on or receive an opportunity to go within reason, and everything opens up. Also in this world, it's clear to us. And also in the spiritual world, it's clear to us. The Creator opens Himself for us, His actions. We nevertheless are avoiding seeing Him, entering into our reason to connect to Him, into our feeling, but rather we want to be above reason, meaning despite the fact that we have this obtuseness, this lack of understanding and feeling, we don't understand or feel what's happening. Nevertheless, specifically in these cases, in these states, we prefer them in order to be above reason, as we prefer to go that way. Why? Because in such a way we respect the Creator. And even if I don't see anything, I relate to Him like the upper force, like something that is the most superior in my reality. And this is called faith above reason. As my opinion is what there is, but I'm always concerned with the faith being in relation to the Creator to be above that. And as much as the reason gives me more, where I start to later feel more, understand more, to find myself there, I try to nevertheless be, despite all the doubts and all these things, and how I see being related to this is the upper that's doing everything and building everything, and there's none else besides Him. And this is how I am going to go from moment to moment. Again, there are two forces within reality altogether that exists. It's the force of reception and the force of bestowal. The force of bestowal is the Creator. It always exists and is always there and is existent always. The force of reception is our force, which is awakened by the Creator on purpose. This force of this ego is awakened in us. It's called the evil inclination and is revived and constantly being played with. And He does it on purpose in order to give us the possibility for this false independence, to build an attitude between us and Him, as seemingly we exist and seemingly we are. And why seemingly? Because we are those who are building upon our ego, which exists artificially in us, a wrapping that is similar to the Creator. And this wrapping that we build, which is similar to the Creator, is called Adam, one who resembles, dome, to the Creator. That's what we're building. Therefore, the Creator, every given moment, awakens in each of us the desire to receive, the egoistic desire to receive, by which we think of all kinds of things that He gives us. Just like we're playing with a little child, we give him this and that and that. We're constantly kind of confusing him. And what do we want by this? That each time upon all these games, these ways that we play with the child will play correctly, will resemble the grown up, grow up more. That's how the Creator gives us all kinds of thoughts and desires, which confuse us. And He wants for us to perform the correct form in relating to him upon all of those forms, despite all of those disturbances that he confuses us with, on purpose. We need to make an effort and to turn to him and resemble him. In this way, in this form, we will advance to becoming Adam, one who's resembling, who's similar to the Creator. Just like in our world, what we want from our children to grow up, to be independent, and become human beings that are good, big, strong, wise. This is why there's a matter where we're thinking within reason that we are playing these games that the Creator created on purpose. That's why it's called creation, Bria, which is from the word Baal, which is outside him, besides him. And we're existent inside this creation in a false manner, where we don't have in this the real world. Therefore, our world is called the imaginary world. And we exist in this imaginary world only in order to rise from it into the true state, the higher state, from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. The true existence is in something that we are similar to the Creator in. And this is how... Adam, one who's resembling, who's similar to the Creator. Just like in our world, what we want from our children to grow up, to be independent, and become human beings that are good, big, strong, wise. This is why there's a matter where we're thinking within reason that we are playing these games that the Creator created on purpose. That's why it's called creation, Bria, which is from the word Baal, which is outside him, besides him. And we're existent inside this creation in a false manner, where we don't have in this the real world. Therefore, our world is called the imaginary world. And we exist in this imaginary world only in order to rise from it into the true state, the higher state, from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. The true existence is in something that we are similar to the Creator in. And this is how we are advancing. Try an effort in all that we're talking about, and thus, time after time, more and more, you will feel that you're feeling, understanding what is being spoken of. It's like a baby that we talk to, but doesn't understand what we're talking. He opens his mouth, he opens his eyes, he is in some kind of excitement, but doesn't perceive or grasp our address. And this is how we are for the time being, where the Creator is turning to us and wanting for us to rise to his degree, but we can't. But despite that, these states we're going through are very important. And it's worthwhile for us to pay attention to them and to understand that there is a reason that we were born in, and the degree of faith which we need to acquire. Reason is that thing that's in my will to receive, that awakens in me, exists in me, is changing in me. And faith is called that I'm going despite the will to receive, in the way and through the will to receive, each time I want to relate to the Creator, to the force of bestowal, and to think of Him and to see Him and reveal Him each time more, to reveal it in such a way that I don't necessarily want to reveal Him, but I want to go in the way like He is in bestowal.
Lodi Rav, he writes here about taking the illumination when he is going above reason. Well, in the previous excerpt, he writes that he's afraid of receiving any illumination since it might go to the vessels of reception. So how do you not try to receive this illumination so that it will not go to the vessels of reception? How do you yearn for this in the right way?
That's why the Creator gives us many exercises. Yes, in the beginning we want to reveal the upper world. We want to discover the Creator. We want to reveal all of reality. I want. In our vessels, in the vessels of reception. Later we start to despair, to calm down. This is periods that we're going through. And then we start to understand that the entrance into the spiritual world is in a different quality, not what we had before, that desire to grab and receive, but in desire where you're in equivalence of form with the upper world. In our world, we're in equivalence of form, meaning we're in the will to receive, and what we discover is from the will to receive. In the upper world, we need to be in the desire to bestow in order to discover the world, which is all in the quality of bestowal. The upper world is the Creator Himself. Therefore, we need to acquire His quality, the quality of bestowal, in order to feel Him. Therefore, we have here a great opportunity. We have great work here. And this is all the problem. So this is happening through the work in the group, through all kinds of forms that we learn, bring the reforming light.
Hello, Rav. In the yearning for faith above reason, is it just a constant yearning in the intention?
I don't know, but a permanent yearning, because it's constantly changing, or maybe you want to say that we're yearning always to be above reason, no matter what. Well, yes, it's worthwhile to yearn for that. The thing is that upon all the states that are changing, that we feel within us, we have to constantly sustain the greatness of the Creator above it all. That's how we will advance. Focus group.
Questions from the internet. Is faith above reason individual work by a person within the work in the ten?
Yes, that's the private work of man. There's no other work. And he gets the strengthening from the Creator through the ten. And this needs to be taken into account. That if I want to be truly in faith above reason, meaning to see the reality that we're in, not through my ego only, leave that, it's going to exist, don't worry about it. Rather, I want to look at reality through the force of bestowal, like the Creator is, like also I want to be in the force of bestowal. So I simply need to think and get accustomed to the state in which there is a reality of reception, and I live in it now. And there's another reality, which is called the upper reality, the upper world, which I want to rise to and live in. That's called the reality of Bistol, of Bina, of Bistol. That's what it's called. But it's a force, it's a great force. As much as I acquire this force, I start to identify in it and see things in a new way. That's called in faith, which is above reason. Where I see the upper world above the lower world.
Hello, Rav. What does it mean to receive the illumination? It's evidence from above.
Where I want to receive the upper force, but only for it to help me be above my reason. I don't want to know. I want to be in the force of bestowal. Meaning, I want to be in the force of bestowal to others, and through that force of bestowal, I will see all of reality. Meaning, there are two perceptions in reality. There's the perception of reception, where I receive for myself, but in such a way my kli is very limited. It's very limited. What's my will to receive? It's this small. And as much as enters in it, into this little circle, that's where it disappears. Whereas if we're talking about the form of bestowal, where I emerge out of myself from this black hole, above it, and begin to identify, discover, connect, understand, feel what's outside of me. How do I emerge out of myself and feel? I never know this. In our world, there is no such thing. We always understand with our intellect, feel with our feelings, like we came, as much as enters in me, this I understand, this I feel. And it's like a baby that opens his eyes and his mouth and wants to discover what you're telling him, what you're doing, but he's not capable. As much as he does, he's not capable. That's how we are in this world. Now, with your efforts, you are trying to either receive within, which is called within reason, and then you, like babies, you want to swallow and feel, but it won't work out. You need to emerge out of ourselves outwards. And then before you is an unlimited world. And then you'll start to feel it as it is, without how you perceive it, but rather how it is. That is not the way it's perceived within the will to receive of mine, but rather how it's perceived in my Ol Chozer, in my returning light, in what I emerge from myself from by bestowing. That's the matter. And this is how we need to get ourselves to resemble constantly and emerge out of ourselves and feel what's outside of us. In such a way that we just exit ourselves. We don't enter the upper world with our feelings, with our vessels of reception, with our hands, specifically to the extent in which we exit ourselves. Raise ourselves above our desire. This is where we feel ourselves outside of ourselves. And this is why our feeling is called the feeling in Ol Chozer, in reflecting light, where we are in rejection, restriction, masach, reflecting light, and then I reject my I, my ego, and feel what's outside of me. And this is my upper world. This is my creator. and that's how it exists. Therefore, there's reason and faith above reason. The force of Malchut and the force of Bina. The force of reception and the force of bestowal. And then we will feel that the force of bestowal is at least the same like the force of reception. It's just that we don't have it, and now we're acquiring it. And later we will see that we exist in it. And specifically, who is I? Altogether, a small black point in all of reality. And what I felt within was called this world, my world. Whereas, if I emerge outside of myself, I feel an eternal world. And now it, this upper world, is called my world. Come on.
In the beginning, when you explained it, you said to think about the Creator, to see the Creator constantly, all the time. What does it mean to see the Creator?
To see, meaning in my inner eyes, that I constantly feel that I'm in His presence, that there's a force that is constantly maintaining reality, operating reality, changing reality, also outside of me, and also within me. And there's none else besides Him. There are no other forces. Only He is there. He defines it all. And even though I define now that He defines it, He defines a question exactly about that. A smooth fish kind of like slips out of your hands like faith above reason. It happens a lot. How to hold on to this concept so that it won't elude us?
Now, I'm not even dreaming in my dreams that He will understand it and feel it and that He will have it in your hands. You want to receive this concept of faith above reason, within reason, to know it, to feel it, to understand it, and it cannot be because it is the opposite. This is why we don't feel the upper world. This is why we don't feel the Creator. This is why we, in this world, people think that to believe in the Creator, in the upper forces, to believe He exists, and I believe it. And in the wisdom of Kabbalah, faith is like knowledge. It's like knowing that I am in this sensation. However, I elevate myself to that level of perception, to bestow. I acquire the quality of bestowal through the upper light, so that besides the quality of reception, I also have the quality of bestowal. And then according to my equivalence of form with the Creator, I start to feel Him, to understand Him. What does that mean? I, out of myself, make actions like the Creator. This is why I'm called Adam, that I'm going to resemble the Creator. And according to this resemblance, as much as I'm similar to Him, accordingly I start to understand Him. I never understood my parents when I was a child. I understood them the way that a child understands his parents. When I became a parent myself, and I have children, accordingly, I start to understand what parents are and how did they relate to me, how they were concerned about me, what were they thinking. That is, we need to resemble the Creator.
Москва 6.
Moscow number 6.
В превращать работу веры выше знания, а не просто получать знания, то, что
говорит. To make this work above reason, not just receiving reason, what the creator, what the teacher says. He's probably asking how.
It is only through persistence in the group and by constantly thinking about it as much as possible. What does it mean, faith above reason? Then you will understand that you don't have a single word in the wisdom of Kabbalah that is not written out of the degree of faith. That all the books, they all speak from the degree of faith, from the degree of Bina, from the degree of bestowal, because this is the Creator's nature. And not from our degree, not from the degree of the created being. Therefore, until we rise to the degree of Bina, we do not understand not what the upper world is, who is the Creator, what is written in all of the books of Kabbalah. None of this can be understood. Therefore, all of our work is only to rise. How do we ascend to the level of faith?
How do we deal with the gap in the feeling where above reason we depict that everyone's connected in their whole? On the other hand, in reason we see all kinds of problems.
That's something else already. Of course, we will always have a contradiction between reason and above reason. And these contradictions only tell us how much we can already rise above these contradictions and be in faith above reason. It's like a little child that you pressure him or even yell at him or maybe even strike him in some way, and he nevertheless understands that these pressures, screaming or even blows, is given because they want him to rise above his ego and be in the way that the upper one demands, like the parent, let's say, is demanding of him. This is how it is with us. In spite of all the suffering, we need to realize that these sufferings specifically awaken us to rise above them and to be more and more adhered to bestowal to the Creator. Usually we do it through the ten. There, we can aim ourselves precisely to faith above reason. So maybe now you can imagine to yourselves when we're trying to understand what does it mean, faith above reason, try to see how much it is very foggy and difficult to comprehend. And we have no choice, and therefore we have a 10. If I come to the 10, and I'm all confused between all the friends, what do I do? However, I try to focus my attention on them and to receive their attitude towards me, and each one relates in a different way and speaks in a different way. And I nevertheless want to unite all of them. Then I begin to understand that without loving them, like a mother loves all of her children, I will not be able to focus myself into the degree of bestowal. I cannot come out of my ego. Rather, only in such a way, when I relate to the entire 10 as to one. And I can do this only when I neutralize my entire ego. Then when I relate to them in such a way, I begin to see that this is the form of bestowal. And my 10, which usually confuses me, it's a lot of people, and I cannot be this way to him and that way to him. If I focus them, all of them, so that they are giving me a possibility to actually relate to them as one, As 10 children relate to the mother, ten children with the mother, if she relates to all of them equally, well, differently to the small one or differently to the greater one, but in the end, eventually she does focus her attention on all of them. So this way I, through the 10, can relate to the Creator. Look how much this device that we have in this world, the 10, I am material, and my friends are all material, or they're all egoists. But through this attitude, bit by bit, I start reaching the form of bestowal.
Если ребенок, мой ребенок, которого я люблю, является подлецом, негодяем.
If my child, which I love, is disclosed as wicked, as filled with torment and above reason, we know that this work needs to be with joy. So how, if I see the friend in reason as wicked, how can I rise above those torments so that I will feel love in it and joy?
You try to see in your child the source of the Creator's attitude towards you, and you have to take care of him, and you must not let go of him. This is how it is. You have no choice. You have to keep on taking care of him. Don't you think that your child is disconnected from you and exists on his own? The Creator, who is giving you a possibility to play with your child, by this, he is simply giving you an opportunity.
Hello, Rav. Rav, before you said that you can discuss with the Creator, you should discuss with the Creator throughout the day. I want to know how a constant relationship with the Creator can have an influence on my perception of reality and my perception of reality inside the 10.
Specifically, my whole perception of reality is all in all a perception of the Creator, because there is no other reality. There is one force that is operating in your awareness, and it is the Creator. And besides you and the Creator, nothing else exists in reality. All the rest is only in order to confuse you, in order to expand your perception of reality. We also have now Latin America number six.
Hello, dear Rav, friends. What is what I can bestow to the friends, and what is what the Creator wants me to bestow to others?
The Creator wants you to be like him. For this, you have to accept these exercises that he's now doing with you. And he wants to prepare you to a state where you will be like him. You will be Adam. This is what he wants out of you, all in all. And you're capable of it, I'm telling you. According to how I understand you, you will get stronger, and in short, you will be Adam.
He described a state like a mother that holds 10 of her children, and that's the kli in which the Creator is revealed. But it's a little complex, it's not understood. What could be the first step towards it?
No, I don't understand. That's not a question. What could be the first step towards that? Towards what? like a mother with the children. I don't understand what he means.
You said now to hold on to the friends and the thoughts and the feeling like a mother relates to her 10 children, let's say. She's thinking about all of them together at the same time. So I'm asking about that. How to approach it in the 10 for all the friends.
To see the 10 as one. To focus my attitude towards them as to one. That's it. This is the means. Through them to feel the Creator. When I focus all of my 10, as it seems to me in my will to receive that they are different, I focus them into a single essence, and then I... Yes. In general, the entire wisdom of Kabbalah, how to feel reality, perceive it in the right way, discover the upper world, open up for ourselves the whole world, really, because before that we're truly obtuse, we're enclosed within our ego, we don't know how to work with it, what to do with it, and the way we were born, this is how we die, and nothing really happens. So, how can we get out of this whole bubble in which we exist in the time, in the meantime? Get out. For that, we need to see and to know what laws exist in the upper world, outside of us, the Creator, in whatever He created. And therefore, we also have the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's like, let's say, the physics of the upper world, of the actions of the Creator, so that we will know how it works. Because anything that comes through the upper force, and it comes following some law. So there are laws that exist only on the level of our ego, and there are laws that are on the level of the quality of bestowal, which is the opposite of our will to receive, our ego. And they're also in between. So we need to study this entire array of laws, this system, and then we will be able to understand what is going on, why does it happen, and how can we fit in with this system of laws and advance in this way. This is why, well, please, let's read the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we'll go through it. Later on, we'll continue to the study of the 10 Sefirot. The study of the 10 Sefirot, that's already a study that is not precisely in order to know, but rather in order to use it as a sgula, a virtue or a remedy for attainment, meaning it is a helpful force, whereas the wisdom of Kabbalah, well, here, we need to try to understand the way we understand these things now, and also this is how Rabash used to teach it, so please.
So we're reading the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 1.
Well, we will read it, and you should write down your questions for each and every chapter, and later on we will ask as usual following every chapter.
This action by the Creator to imprint the desire to swallow the abundance in the creatures, can the creatures also do such an action to other creatures?
No, the created beings cannot do it. And we'll learn about it. They can be a conduit, a pipeline through which the light will pass to other creatures, and all those actions will be created in them. These are called Israel, who are aimed at the Creator. They have connection with the Creator. This is each and every one in this world. If he begins to be in contact with the Creator, he's called Yeshar Kel. He can turn himself to a conduit through which the Creator can bestow to others. And
hello, Rav. Good morning. With all the study we're having lately and above reason and everything we just read, can you please summarize these two items? In two lines?
So a simple summary. We have to grow patient, acquire patience, and go over the material again and again, and actualize it in talking about it in the tent. Good luck.
Mak. No.
Схемой. Вот в связи с этой схемой, которую мы сейчас изучаем, уподобление творения Творцу.
Regarding the scheme we learned about the creature resembling the Creator, how should I practically build my thought? Do I want my friend to be fulfilled, or do I want to fulfill the friend, or do I want the Creator to fulfill the friend, or do I want to fulfill the Creator?
Throughout the day, I recommend as much as possible to read the verses we learned in the first half of the lesson and these two excerpts we just read in the Pticha. Talk about it as much as you can. Don't be afraid of getting confused or when you get too complicated, complex, doesn't matter. The important thing is to work with it, like with some dough.